Welcome back to The Hot Seat with Cassidy West. Today we are talking about the not so hot and the pretty hot topics of leadership. And I just want to go ahead and dive right into it. I do have one of my very best friends who's really, really influential leader, social media star, and her name is Jada Tillman. Everybody go ahead and give it up for Jada.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Cassidy, for having me come and join you today. I'm super honored and excited.
Awesome. Well, I'm so happy you're here. I just kind of want to go ahead and dive in. I have a few questions. We're just going to kind of be talking back and forth about this. And, the first question is, in your own words, I know what it means for me, but in your own words, when we talk about leaders and leadership, what is, to you, what is a leader? What is the definition or the examples of a good leader, their qualities, anything that, you know, that they do, that's kind of hidden or behind the scenes? What makes a good leader?
One of the things that I think of when I think of a good leader is someone who is compassionate, someone who cares more about others, than themselves, and someone that is patient, because I know as a leader, sometimes people can get impatient with things and people. And so when I think of a good leader, it's someone that cares more about other people rather than themselves.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. I also think, you know, a lot of times when it comes to the area of leadership, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. We have a lot of these really, really great qualities, and then we have a lot of these really bad qualities, as in, you know, you can be really, really strong and selfless and determined and driven, but a lot of times some of those qualities can backfire if you don't use them or sharpen them in the right way. And for me personally, I think leaders, you know, the prime example of leadership is learning to build other people up in order to replace yourself. And a lot of times I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like a lot of times leadership is looked at as a status or a position rather than as a lifestyle. What do you think?
No, I completely agree. I feel like sometimes people are more focused on the title than the people and than the goal that they're trying to get at. And so I think when people are put into a place of leadership, you have to do it in the right way.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, you know, leadership in a whole is just, learning the qualities about what makes a good leader, what, you know, can make a bad leader, and learning how to sharpen those in the right way. But I also think, you know, leadership is something that is instilled in everybody to an extent, and I do think that leadership can be learned by anyone, and it can be taught to everyone. And, you know, sometimes leadership can be that touchy subject, just because a lot of people are like, you know, if I'm a leader, how do I address some things in these certain situations? And we're going to kind of go ahead and get into that later on about how to address leadership in conflict areas. And that's going to be in our second podcast. This is going to be a 3-series podcast. And I just want to go ahead and get, you know, some views on what it is to be that good leader and that bad leader. Now, if you were to say any bad qualities about leadership, what do you think those would be? What's something that a bad leader can sometimes possess that aren't necessarily bad qualities, but more so need to be driven in a different way?
One thing that I can really think of when I think of someone that is a bad leader is someone that, the best way I could put it is someone that barks orders rather than works together with people. I heard this quote and it said something along the lines of a boss is someone that says, go, you guys do this. But a leader is someone that says, let's go. Let's finish this. Let's accomplish this together. And so I think it's all about the inclusiveness of the aspect of being a good leader.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. We are going to take a little break and we will be right back for our second session. Hey guys, welcome back to the hot seat where we talk about what's hot and what's not. And we are on session two of our topic leadership in this area. And we still have Jada Tillman here with us. And we both just want to say we are so thankful that you guys tuned back in and, you know, wanted to hear our hearts and our thoughts on the subject of leadership and what that ultimately means. And so Jada has a few questions for me, I think, and we'll just go ahead and hand the floor over to her.
Thank you, Cassidy, for allowing me to come back and speak on this session. I think that as we were talking about last week in our session on qualities of a good and bad leader, we had some pretty great examples of that. But, you know, I have a question for you. When you think of a good leader or someone that shows good leadership qualities, who is that for you? And why is that person a good leader, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, no, I'm actually really happy that you asked that question. You know, I think for me and for a lot of us, and, you know, for me especially, the ultimate example of a leader and what that looks like in leadership styles is Jesus. I think he is the ultimate, you know, the ultimate leader. And I saw this quote a little bit ago that said, if serving is below you, leadership is beyond you. And I know for me that that's something that I live by, because that's something that Jesus lived by, as a sense of he had a true servant's heart. And there's so many characteristics that go into leadership of, you know, what makes good and bad leaders that we talked about in our earlier podcast. And I kind of want to go off on with Jesus. What were some characteristics that he had that made him such a good leader? And, you know, Mark, the Gospel of Mark tells a lot about who Jesus really is as a leader. And, you know, my first characteristic that I want to talk on about Jesus is that Jesus was not self-promoting. You know, as Jesus began his ministry, he made it very clear that there was a greater power at work. And the fact that he placed himself under the care of John the Baptist for baptism showed that Jesus was going to teach his followers that submission does not necessarily mean weakness. I mean, you know, when Jesus was displaying was the first expression in his ministry of a true, of what true servanthood was all about. And I think that is a really, really great example of, you know, servanthood is to not be self-promoting, to teach people what that submission looks like in that sense of leadership and following. And, you know, another one is, you know, Jesus was very obedient to the Holy Spirit. After Jesus's baptism, you know, the gospel writer Mark says that at once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness for 40 days being tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild animals and angels attended him. And, you know, it just tells the story of Jesus going into the wilderness, and he's very obedient to what the Holy Spirit's telling him to do in that moment. And I think that is just a really prime example. And there's multiple, of course, in the Bible of, you know, being obedient to the Holy Spirit. And I think, you know, Jesus is a true example of that. But Jesus also does a really good, he's really good at casting that vision and casting a vision with such clarity and simplicity and directness. And I think leadership, people that are sometimes in leadership positions, it's really hard for them to cast a vision and have everybody see that. And I think Jesus was very good at explaining that. You know, he used a lot of parables. He was the perfect parable speaker, the perfect parable, you know, example giver, if you want to say. But he had a story. Each parable had a purpose that was greater than the story itself. Why does he speak those parables? It's because, you know, kind of sometimes seeing it doesn't necessarily let people understand. And so I think, you know, Jesus, with all these characteristics, he was a team builder. He was a relationship builder. He was able to express control with authority in situations when needed. And, you know, Jesus practiced daily prayer. And I think, you know, for me, and I think for all leaders should be, you have to get in that daily prayer routine, because if you cannot lead yourself first, you cannot lead others. And I think being in that daily prayer, you are in tune with the Holy Spirit, and being in that daily prayer, you're more in tune with God as well. So, but let's go ahead and just kind of finish up on this podcast, and we'll wrap it up in session three, talking about conflict. Hey guys, welcome back to our very last session in the hot seat. Sad. Isn't that sad? It's kind of sad. We've had some funny moments behind the scenes that none of y'all have heard.
It's going bye bye bye.
But you know, we just kind of want to say thank you for joining back in. We are talking a little bit about a heavier subject in this last session, and it's something that's kind of inevitable, which is conflict. I think there's a lot of, I don't think I've ever been, you know, I don't think I've ever not had conflict with somebody. Like Jada and I've known each other for seven, eight years. Yeah. It's actually about 8 years now, and I think we've had more conflict in the last 2 days than we have in our entire friendship.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's living inevitable. Together now. It's inevitable, and I think that it's crazy because some people, they think of conflict in a bad way, and they have like a negative connotation with it. But I feel like if we redirect our focus, conflict can actually turn into something good. And I kind of have like a bold statement, but you know, I'm just going to make it anyway. I feel like conflicted people cause conflicts. And I think, you know, people are hurting all over, and people just aren't mean and ugly for a reason. You know, there's a reason for that. There has to be a reason
behind it. Yeah. No, I absolutely agree with that. I think, you know, when people are causing conflict, I think it's because they're hurting. I genuinely think it's because they're hurting, and that's some type of coping in a way. But not only that, it's, you know, when people are hurting, our ultimate goal when it comes to conflict, is, yes, it's to manage the situation and the individual, but it's also to provide help and healing, not only into the situation, but also into the individual. And I think there's a few different ways that you can work and go through conflict. But you don't, when it comes to conflict, you don't need to be afraid of it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times conflict, you know, in leadership, they go hand in hand. I think leadership is really a full contact sport. Meaning that you're up and close and personal in people's business all the time.
All the time.
And you can never get away from it. And I think if you're not able to address conflict in a healthy, productive fashion, you kind of need to rethink that leadership role, because it's inevitable. It is. It's really inevitable, and you have to understand and learn. I think we can all say we've had to learn from mistakes of where we haven't addressed conflict in the right way. You know, my entire life is like one big yikes, but it's learning how to, it's learning areas that I needed to address conflict in, and where I was wrong, where I was right. I'm actually terrified of, you know, confrontation as well. And I think confrontation needs to be a big thing when it comes to dealing with conflict, because you have to confront somebody about that in the right and healthy manner. And you know, while if we try to avoid the conflict, you can't necessarily avoid it. You can only kind of escape it for a little bit, but it comes right back.
Yeah.
And, it's really a downfall if you're not able to address that conflict. And I think, you know, we talked about Jesus being the ultimate example of the perfect and selfless and, you know, leader. And I think, when it comes to Jesus, he demonstrated the most, I think he demonstrated what it's right to do with conflict. He used those conflicting moments as a time of teaching.
Yeah, I don't think that Jesus, when he confronted people, per se, he didn't come with condemnation. He came with love and, was working to solve the problem instead of, you know, making it worse.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we just don't be afraid of conflict. Be in tune with the Holy Spirit. And, you know, when it comes to leadership, I hope that these are able to help you in those areas of what is right with leadership. Of leadership as a whole, what does it mean? Who's the ultimate prime example of a leader? And conflict itself, but we enjoyed so much.
Yeah, we did.
Doing this. We enjoyed it. It was so much fun. But we thank you guys for tuning in, and hopefully we can catch up with you guys another time.
See ya.
Adios.